Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvellous deeds among all peoples. Psalm 96, verses 1 to 3. Hi, it's Emma. I just have a quick question for you this week. How many times have you been asked to recommend something in the past wee while? Maybe a Netflix series for the good old binge watch, a good book, or a favourite restaurant offering takeaway food? My social media and WhatsApp groups are full of these sort of questions as we all look to each other for ideas, suggestions and recommendations. It's easy to share your favourite takeaway or box set, but ask yourself, how would you answer if someone asked you to share the best thing you know? Who or what do you think of? Is it your family or friends, your hobby, or is it more, so much more? Psalm 96 is a psalm of praise. The psalmist talks of singing to the Lord, of proclaiming his salvation, declaring his glory, and telling of his marvellous deeds to everyone. It's a psalm that reminds us of God's glory and goodness and urges us to tell others. When you discover something really amazing, you don't keep it to yourself, you share it with others. When we take the time to reflect and consider God's works, our hearts are filled with appreciation and thankfulness. What better message is there to share with others than that God, through Jesus, has made a way for us to be reconciled with him, to be brought into his family, to be forgiven and accepted, to be saved? We know we should praise God and tell others, but we don't always do this. Why not? What's stopping us from telling God about others? Thinking first of our words and talking, do we use our words properly to share our faith with others? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, just before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told the disciples, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." As Christians, we are tasked to be God's witnesses, to share the good news and to tell others about Jesus. In Colossians 4, verses 2 to 6, Paul, in his writing to the church at Colossae, talked of how we should witness and tell others about God. "Devote yourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery for Christ for which I am in chains." Pray that God will give you the opportunity to tell others about him. Pay attention to the chances to make sure you don't miss them. When you do share the good news, thank and praise God for entrusting you with such an amazing responsibility. Pray for each other, that they will also be given the openings to share their faith and experience of God. Often the chances we have to share about God can come at really unexpected times. It could be a conversation started over a coffee, when someone asks you what book you're reading at the moment or what you did at the weekend. Don't be afraid to tell others that you went to church or that you watched an online worship service or took part in a Bible study group or youth fellowship. Invite them to join you next time. Share the details of the online services. Give them the details of the worship music you're listening to. God will use opportunities to reach people's hearts and soften them to his message, no matter how small, insignificant and unremarkable the encounter or conversation may seem to us. Colossians 4 verses 4 to 6 says, "Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you know how to answer everyone." Try not to get hung up on worrying about what you would say. Yes, it's a good idea to have a few things in mind and to think about your answers to questions about your faith, but don't tie yourself up in knots and worry about having all the answers. But don't shy away from those difficult conversations. Trust and know that God will be with you, that the power of the Holy Spirit will give you the right words at the right time. God will help and sustain you, and he will equip you to do what he wants you to do. Spend time reading and studying God's word, and you'll be equipped to know what to say. Be wise and cautious in the words you choose, but also don't just play lip service to the words and message you're sharing. When we call ourselves Christians, it's not just a label. It's an act of love and devotion, of acknowledging that we have given our lives to Christ and commit ourselves to following him. When you call yourself a Christian, is it only a label, or do you actively show this to the outside world in not only your words, but your actions? We all know the phrase, actions speak louder than words. In your actions, do you demonstrate the same faith and commitment to Christ you're telling people about? How do you treat others? Do you show mercy, kindness, and love? You don't have to be afraid to be different and to stand apart or have a different view to the typical worldview on issues. God is with you and he understands. Listen to the prompts from God, be aware of his presence, and don't let the opportunities go by. The more you get to know God yourself and spend time with him, the more you will feel confident to tell others of him. That's why it's so important to spend time reading your Bible and praying. In doing so, you will learn so much more of who God is, his power and majesty, and you will grow deeper and stronger in your relationship with him. But what happens if you don't take the step and before you know it, the chance has passed? You think you've blown it. That's it. I'm never going to get the chance to speak to that person about this again. But that's not right. God will continue to use us and challenge us. Thankfully, God forgives us when we don't take the chance in front of us. He will continue to give us opportunities to share our story and our experiences of him with others. So what are you waiting for? Let's all get out there and share the amazing news of Jesus in whatever way we can. As in Psalm 96, let us all sing to the Lord a new song. Proclaim his salvation day after day and declare his glory among the nations. I pray that over the next wee while, we will all have God-given chances and opportunities to share our faith and experiences of God. How exciting is that? We would love to hear your stories and how you've shared your faith with others. Please get in touch anytime by email to james@gbni.co.uk or via Facebook or Instagram.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.